The bushfire season and the CSIRO's latest State of Climate report, we all seem to be looking to the future of our environment. What if we took a step back, though, and dived into the changes that were happening in our Earth's early atmosphere? How does our past fuel future climate modelling? This morning, I'm joined by Dr. Joe Brown, a lecturer in paleoclimate modelling at the Uni of Melbourne, to learn a bit more. Dr. Brown, thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Good morning.
So what are the major environmental indicators that climate scientists use in the field now to, you know, get a bit of an understanding of our early atmosphere when we, you know, weren't even around?
We can use a really wide range of things, actually. We can look at ice cores. We can look at the chemistry of ice cores and also the gases trapped in ice cores. We can look at little creatures that live in the bottom of the ocean that get buried in the ocean. We can look at tree rings and corals as well.
Yeah.
So a really wide range of different things.
Yeah, and I mean, it's so interesting that, you know, there's this physical history of the Earth, right? And I mean, you know, public climate change awareness has been growing, you know, specifically in the 1980s and continuously from then. I don't know, how has this field kind of, you know, changed and the tools kind of evolved since the 80s?
Well, obviously, our computer models have become a lot more sophisticated. Back in the 80s, we only had models that just had the atmosphere and sometimes didn't even have clouds in them, for example. So they were very simple models. Whereas now we have incredibly complicated millions of lines of computer code that have to run on the world's biggest supercomputers, actually. So we have everything in there from plants through to the atmospheric chemistry, the atmosphere, the ocean, everything pretty much.
Yeah, wow. And I mean, it just kind of blows my mind that, you know, technology has evolved to such a point that we can, you know, make a prediction. And yeah, well, you know, it seems so unstable at the moment and humans are altering it so rapidly. How do you ensure that these models are the most accurate?
Yeah, it's really important. Obviously, we need to have confidence in the models if we're going to make decisions about the future. So firstly, we test them against the historical record, so the last 100 years or so, where we have pretty good observations. And then it's also important or helpful to go back to other climates which were more different. So, for example, the last ice age was quite different to the present day, and you can actually run the climate models for the last ice age and look at how the climate changed in that case and then compare it to all those things like ice cores see whether the model is able to do a good job.
Wow. That's, yeah, very, very
that's
interesting.
Climate modelling.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that you're able to, you know, take a look back in such a unique way. Well, I mean, obviously it's such an important field at the moment. Dr. Brown, thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us a bit of insight to it.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Joe Brown from the University of Melbourne explaining a bit about how our scientists are looking to the past to look to our climate's future.